Good to see everyone out this Tuesday evening as we've met again to study from the Word of God. Having a great week this week here at Tri-Cities as we're focusing our studies this week on Christian living. Christian living. And that's sort of the series that we're trying to do this week. And tonight what we're going to talk about is spiritual Alzheimer's disease. Spiritual Alzheimer's disease. Now this is a disease that maybe you've heard about, maybe you haven't. I think the disease most of us have heard about is Alzheimer's disease. So let's talk about that for just a brief second here. Alzheimer's disease is a type of brain disorder that causes problems with memory, thinking, and behavior. Okay? Maybe you know someone who's been affected by this. Maybe you know people that have been affected by this that you love or care for. And you've seen how it's changed their brain, their thinking, and their lifestyle and their behavior. Alzheimer's is associated with genetic, lifestyle, and environmental factors that affect the brain cells over time. At the initial stage of the disease, forgetfulness and mild confusion is seen. Over time, recent memories also start erasing. Advanced stage symptoms vary from person to person. There's no cure for Alzheimer's disease at this time. Medication can temporarily reduce some symptoms or slow down the progression of the condition in some people. So what we want to do tonight is think about, all right, in our society, Alzheimer's disease is a terrible disease that many people suffer through and many people know about. They're affected by. So what we want to do is try to make an application. Just like last night, we talked about don't take the bait. Had a lot of fishing analogies that we can make biblical applications to from the Scripture. Easy way to remember that as we're living our life, as we're trying to discern good from evil and do what's right. Well, tonight is sort of the same idea. Spiritual Alzheimer's is a disease that Satan uses to try to cause many Christians to forget the Lord and His Word. Now, remember that idea of it's a gradual process. You know, we all forget from time to time, so it's not, well, I forgot to turn off, turn the radio off when we left or do something like that. That's not what we're talking about. It's a slow, gradual process. That is a sickening process that we hate to see happen to someone when it happens physically to someone with Alzheimer's disease. And spiritually, it's the same way. Jerry Henderson's been preaching for many years, Donnie Amos. They've baptized young men and young women that over the years knew the gospel. They were faithful Christians for some time, and then spiritual Alzheimer's started to hit them. It was an onset. And here's the thing. It happens at Tri-Cities. It happens at Eastside. It happens at Quinn. It happens at every unfortunately, it happens everywhere. College View. We've all seen people develop spiritual Alzheimer's disease. And remember through this lesson, I don't want to pay any disrespect to the real disease of Alzheimer's disease or anyone who's known someone with that disease. I just want to show you a parallel that we can say, you know what, that's exactly what I've seen spiritually. Exactly. To where someone who obeyed the gospel progressively, well, we're going to start missing on Wednesday nights. Maybe it's because of work. Maybe it's because of our sports, our entertainments, our schedules, and then maybe we're going to start giving in and letting our children do things that we know otherwise they probably shouldn't do. We're going to spend our time with some people we probably shouldn't spend our time with. We're not going to study as much as we used to study. And it's not that you're sitting down making this list. Just like someone who has Alzheimer's disease doesn't just wake up and say, I want to start forgetting everybody that I know. I want to start forgetting what I did last week. That's not how it works. It's an onset. And it just gradually gets worse and worse and worse. And it affects our thinking, our behavior, and our actions. And spiritual Alzheimer's disease is just simply a disease that Satan uses, another one of his gimmicks, as he's seeking whom he may devour to try to cause many to forget the Lord and His Word. Sometimes it's gradual forgetting the Lord, forgetting to pray, study, attend worship, standing up for what's right, until eventually it's an onset. It's fully there. And then the floodgates open. And you look at that person, you say, yeah, that person used to attend services with us. They were as faithful as anybody I know for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And now, they never attend services. They could care less about doing what's right. I don't even know if they believe in God anymore. You almost question if they believe in God. They certainly don't care about their brothers and sisters in Christ because they're not caring at all for their edification. And you start to think, have they completely forgotten everything that they were taught? Have they completely forgotten their convictions? So tonight I want to look at three things that we can look at that are indicators of spiritual Alzheimer's disease. And what I want you to do tonight, as with any lesson, is evaluate yourself, examine yourself. I want to examine myself. And let's examine ourselves and our children or our family and those that we can affect and say, you know what, I know someone who's starting to get the first signs of spiritual Alzheimer's. I can see it. and their actions and their words and their deeds, or their lack of, their sins of omission, the things they're not doing that they should be doing. You know, I've got several pictures up here. I'm used to the PowerPoint being right here, so I can just show you right. But here's the thing. This is a little chart here of things. I'm going to get where I can see it with you here. I don't want to block it, but it just says, it talks about the inability to remember names of things. So you talk about sin, and you say, don't you know that that's fornication or that's lying? Oh, that's, don't you know that's a form of gambling when you're selling these chances at school? I never thought about it that way. And they don't recognize sin as it is. Satan's got them confused. And then you could just go through the other ideas. Memory loss, inability to express oneself through speech, to recognize familiar object, taste, sounds, and other sensations. We're going to see that as we go through the lesson tonight. The first point we want to look at, the first sign of spiritual Alzheimer's, is forgetting God. I mean, how simple is that? You know, Ken, you wouldn't have woke up this morning if it weren't for God, right? We can't breathe. We can't see. We can't think. I can't eat. I don't have the freedom. I have nothing without the blessed abilities that God has given me and given each one of you. And without God, I have none of that. But you know, so many people live their lives as if they're going to wake up every day. Everything they've got is because of them. And it's not that they say, hey, I got me this stuff. It's because we just forget God. We are so blessed that we forget God. Deuteronomy 8 makes this perfectly clear. Please turn there with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. There's not a better passage in the Scripture that can show us spiritual Alzheimer's than this right here in Deuteronomy 8. Let's start at verse 10 and read through verse 19. When you have eaten and are full, okay, this is sort of describing America today, if you will. Even though this is not us in the Scripture, you could say this is some American Christians in this passage. So again, verse 10. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and dwelt therein, there's my life right there. We just ate a great meal. I live in a nice home in a free country. Verse 13, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. What did it say? You forget Him. What's the biggest symptom of Alzheimer's? People start to forget. And continuing on in verse 14, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, when were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought. There was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that He might humble thee and that He might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And you say in your heart, my power and my might of mine hand has gotten me this wealth, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives thee power to get wealth, and that He may establish His covenant which He sware unto your fathers, as it is this day. Verse 19, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord your God, and walk after other gods. We've already had a lesson this week where we talked about walking after other gods or idols. And serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. And that's what happened to a lot of Christians today. That's what happened to a lot of America today. So many people have it so good, and I'm one of those people. You know, you can talk to people who came up in the 1930s, 1929 through 1935, in that Depression era, and they save everything. Cardboard, they save paper, they save anything because it's so valuable to them. And other people, why don't you just throw that away? Because they went through a time where they didn't have anything, and anything was something. And then you think about those who have to work for every dollar they've got and how they spend that money. They spend it much wiser than those who were blessed with so much. It's easy come, easy go. And you think about spiritually, it's the same way. So many people that are truly convicted in their faith have made it their faith. They've studied to show themselves approved and approved of things which they had been taught. They practice it. They're trying to serve God with all they got. And so many times, we're so blessed with the Word of God, with so many churches around us in North Alabama and the United States as a whole, and the Bible Belt that we live, and we forget God. Our jobs, our recreations, our entertainments, so many people. And here's the thing about this. It's people that should love God. It's Christians. What about us? Look at Isaiah chapter 51. Let's continue on our thought here in Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 and 13. Isaiah 51, verses 12 and 13. I, even I, am he that comforts you. Who art thou, that you should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of a man? Continue on to verse 12. Which shall be made as grass, and forgettest the Lord your Maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fear of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? You know, a lot of people forget God when it comes to prayer. But as soon as somebody gets sick, as soon as they need financial help, as soon as they're applying for a job, as soon as they want to catch a break, they are praying with the best of them. Right? And that's how it works. That's just one symbol of it. Right? But you know what? Those same people, they don't forget ball practice. They don't forget Alabama's playing, Auburn's playing on Saturday. They don't forget to schedule, you know, put things on layaway or order Christmas presents. They don't forget these things, but Bible study, praying, studying, the things we need to do spiritually, those things are the things for God. And then in Hosea, look at Hosea chapter 8 with me. Hosea chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 14, and then we're going to go to chapter 13. Hosea chapter 8. What we're going to do is look at verse 14, then we're going to go to chapter 13. I'll be there in just a second. Notice what he says here in chapter 8. For Israel has forgotten his Maker and built temples, and Judah has multiplied fenced cities, but I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. And then if you look at over chapter 13 at verse 6, very similar. According to their pasture, so were they filled, they were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. So the first sign of forgetting God, spiritual Alzheimer's, forgetting God. It's very easy the day you have your child born. It's very easy the day you recover from a surgery, the day you go to a funeral, to remember the Lord, your Creator. But on Tuesday, in the middle of a work week, on Friday, when you're headed out to the high school football game, when you're sitting down to a big meal, the third meal of the day, a lot of times we forget God. And it's just the simplest of ideas. You see, it's very simple. But it's just like real Alzheimer's disease. This has been my wife of 30 years and I can't remember her name. That's very simple. This was someone that I worked for 30 years, I don't remember who they are. This was my habit for 25, 30 years, I don't remember what I did yesterday. You see, it's very simple. Secondly, not only do we forget God, but people forget the Scripture, right? I'll give you an example of this. I had someone that was a member of the church for years. I've talked to him several times since he fell away. And as I talked to him, you know, for years he would have sat down with you, Dale, and he would have said, you've got to be baptized for salvation. The Scripture plainly teaches it all throughout the Scripture. You have to be baptized according to the New Testament. Well, for years, he would defend that point. He would believe that point. He wouldn't argue that point. Well, over time, he became disgusted with a few things in the church, became angry at the Church of Christ, I guess you might say, fell away, started attending an institutional congregation, then a Baptist was next, just slow deterioration here. I would see him from time to time and say, hey, are you attending at a Baptist congregation? Yeah, I am. Okay. What led you to that? Well, you know, I just don't believe baptism is important anymore. I don't believe that's important. So slowly, this guy that for years believed baptism was part of salvation, he had stopped using the Word of God as a lamp to his feet, a light to his path, as his guide. And you know what he started using? What he wanted to hear. Well, here's a group of people that will tell me what I want to hear. Here's a group that will tell me what I want to hear. And he forgot the Word of God. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15 is not on the screen, but you know that verse. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. We study so we can do things right. And James chapter 1 at verse 25. James chapter 1 at verse 25. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. But go up a couple verses. Go up to verse 23. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholds himself and he goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. You see how quick that was? You look in the mirror and you turn around and you head out your way and immediately forget. Kenneth Greenhill, some of you know Kenneth Greenhill, for years used to tell his grandkids as he would they would leave the house to go out on a date or with their friends or that, he would say, remember who you are. Remember who you are. Many of you have probably been told that before. Well, the point behind that is remember what you've been taught. Remember your morals, your ethics. Remember what kind of person you should be. As we talked about in Bible class line the other day, remember that family name, what we stand for, okay? Here's the thing. As Christians, we've got to remember who we are. Well, what defines us? Well, the Word of God. That's who we should be. And right here you see in verse 24, the one who doesn't do the Word of God, that hears it only, he straightway forgets what manner of man he was. And so many Christians that fall away, we think, well, what's causing all the kids to quit going to church? You know, the numbers for a year, we're losing all our young ones. What's happening? Well, we could give a multitude of points, but one of them is spiritual all-timers. God is forgotten. God's Word is forgotten. When it comes to decision-making, who we're going to spend our time with? Well, let's go to Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Evil companionships corrupt good morals. We better pick good people to spend our time with. We better hope our kids better pick good friends at school and they're entertained, spend time with, because that's who we're going to become like. When we're at work, my coworkers, I better think about who I'm spending the most time with. Austin, you should have thought about that when I was working with you. You see, that's the kind of thing. I won't tell you who my neighbor was at work. She's in the audience as well. Here's the thing. We've got to think about those things in our decision making and not forget God and His Word. We quote the verse, it's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We know that's in Psalm. It's got to be. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Turn back to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed. Why? Why are so many people falling away and forgetting God? For lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and you shall not be priest to me. Seeing that you have forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. And, you know, you see that happening a lot today. People don't have knowledge. When I was younger and I just started preaching, Steve, I had this just very ambition that I could convert anyone. I still feel that way most days. But here's the thing. The thing I've learned to realize the older I get, the more people I study with, it's not that they don't believe the Word of God. It's that they don't know it. They don't know it. So you sit down with them. It's not, hey, I don't believe I've got to be bad. I don't believe that I've, you know, once saved, always saved. Take the Lord's Supper every week rather than occasionally. It's usually not they argue about it. It's they don't know. Well, let's open up our Bible, turn to Acts. Well, where's that at? You know, just the simplest of things, forgetting the Scripture. People will read magazines. They will read social media until their fingers cramp. They will read the news, Fox News. A lot of you in here, I can hit you right there. I know you watch Fox News. People, you know, they'll read ESPN. They'll keep up with their teams. Me and Austin used to do it at lunch. They'll read anything, but they won't read the Word of God. How are you supposed to know how to direct your steps if you don't use the flashlight, which is the lamp, the light to our path? How are we supposed to do that if we forget the Scripture? How are we supposed to make the right decision if we don't know the right decision? We need to make sure we don't forget the Scriptures, because when we do, we're showing another sign of spiritual all-timers. So we don't want to forget God, as we've seen clearly in Deuteronomy happen. We don't want to forget the Scripture, as we know so many times. It was their reason of problems. They're destroyed for their lack of knowledge. But finally, we don't want to forget our faith and our convictions. And this is a sure sign. This picture here represents Alzheimer's disease in a lot of ways. You'll see that picture a lot of times with the disease. It's sort of a symbol of Alzheimer's disease. Now, the thing about Alzheimer's disease is, this picture does a good job. As fall was here, if we were still in fall, this picture would be better. The leaves slowly start to fall off the tree. And then you know what happens? It just happened a couple weeks ago. We have that night where it gets below freezing and we get a big rain, or right above freezing, and it just takes the leaves right off all at once. But before that, there's a few leaves and a few leaves and a few leaves, and that's like our brain and our mind and our decision making. I used to would have stood up for what's right, but I've started slowly giving in to sin. I've started slowly doing things I shouldn't. And then it's just the floodgates open. Now I don't even know the difference in right and wrong. My conscience, my heart is so hardened, I'm so far gone that I don't even realize I'm in sin. And that's how it starts. We have people quit serving, Kenny. They quit coming to church slowly. They'll make every excuse in the world. Where you been? Where you been? Where you been? Well, the kids are sick. We're not feeling good. And you know something else is up because they're missing way too much for that. Either that or they've got more sick cases than anybody you've ever met in your life. It's raining outside. We came. Wow, you're never going to make it. So here's the thing. There's just excuse, excuse. And we understand because this has happened in the church for years. Spiritual Alzheimer's. We're just giving it a name tonight. And at first, they're at least guilty enough in conscience to make something up. To at least lie to you because they feel bad. Because they're guilty. Their conscience is bothered. But over time, once that Alzheimer's continues to set, they don't even care anymore. They'll just tell you. They'll just start putting pictures on social media of them sitting at a bar drinking alcohol with people doing things they shouldn't, sitting in Las Vegas showing you how much money they're gambling. They'll start using curse words right there in public for you to see on their social media page. They're just so far gone that they're not making excuses anymore. They're owning it. They're owning that they're not faithful to the Lord, and they don't care anymore. That's what happens. It was a slow onset, and now God is just completely forgotten. God's Word is completely forgotten. Weren't you used to be? Yeah, I used to attend church. What happened? I don't even know. Spiritual Alzheimer's is fully set in. They've completely forgotten their faith and their convictions that they once believed in. In Hebrews chapter 2 at verse 1, Hebrews chapter 2, at verse 1, if you'll turn there. Notice what the Hebrew writer says, a verse that we've got to pay attention to. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. Let me word that in my language. Pay the most special attention to. Really focus to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. You know, that happens so much, right? Make sure you blow the candles out before you leave. You get going, do we blow the candles out? Ugh, just not sure. Right? That quick we can forget. It's a human element of forgetting sometimes. Or someone tells you, don't go in the kitchen, I just mopped. And you're in there watching TV, and okay, I won't. And y'all say, oh, I need a spoon. So you go there, and you've completely forgotten. You walk in, oh man, I forgot what they told me. And you understand what I'm saying? It just happens that quick. So if we're not constantly studying the Word of God or practicing our faith, what do you think is going to happen when Satan comes at us to try to get us to sin? Oh, man, I knew not to say that. I knew not to do that. And then we do it. So the things that we've been taught, that we've seen in the Scripture as an example or a command or an inference to us and our faith and what to do and what not to do, he says, give the more earnest heed to it. Really pay attention and focus and don't let these things slip. Don't let Satan get an advantage of you. You're not ignorant of his devices. We've got to make sure that we're giving the more earnest heed to what we've been taught, that we don't forget our faith and our convictions or let them slip at any time. And 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter 1, we know that it gives the list of things here, of what we should add to our faith, the seven things. Okay, add your faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, love. And he says in verse 9 here, after he's given this list, he says, but he that lacks these things, notice the wording that Peter uses, is blind, he cannot see afar off, and here's the key. And has forgotten that spiritual Alzheimer's, that he was purged from his old sins. How many Christians, maybe some of you included, the day they were baptized, the day you're baptized, you were just on fire for the Lord. You would have run through a wall to convert someone. You would have run through a wall to go to the next service. You wanted to get back and sing or study. You were so excited about being a Christian, your sins been forgiven, and that you had hope of eternal life. And for a few weeks, maybe kept up, maybe a year, and then finally you hit that wall to where now your job, your entertainment, school, whatever it is, that's got the new focus in your life. That's what's hot in your life right now. And you see, that's what happens to people that have spiritual Alzheimer's disease. After they've forgotten God, and they've forgotten His Word, and they've forgotten their convictions, their faith, they forgot the day they were baptized into Christ and made that commitment to God. They forgot that Jesus died on the cross for the remission of sins, and it no longer moves them. He says that you're blind. You can't see afar off. They're not physically blind. They're spiritually blind. They haven't lost their mind. They don't have real Alzheimer's disease. They have spiritual Alzheimer's disease. What about us this evening? Have you forgotten God in your life, in your decision making, in your family? Have you forgotten the Word of God? Do you study it as you should to show yourself approved? Have you forgotten your faith and your convictions? There was a lady who had a meeting. She was in the meeting, and you know, sometimes you're sitting around, Seth, and you get to feeling around. It's like, uh-oh, where's my keys? You ever done that? Or maybe my phone? Maybe that's the better one right there. She said, oh, where's my keys? And in her head, she's hearing her husband, honey, don't forget your key. Don't leave them in your car. Somebody's going to steal that car one day. Somebody's going to steal it. Oh, no. So you sneak out of the meeting for just a minute, go look and see if you left your keys in the car. She gets out the parking deck. Uh-oh. She can't find her car anywhere, Steve. My husband, he was finally right. I left my keys in the car and somebody's done stole it. So what do? Well, you make that shameful call to the police. You call the police. Hey, I'm standing here in the parking deck down the road. If you will, come down here. Someone stole my car. I need to file a police report. I'll give you the tag number. So she files a police report, gives the tag number. All of a sudden, the police, we're going to be looking out for your car. Got a bolo out. Well, all of a sudden, it sets in on her. You know what the next call is? Ooh, got to call my husband, Chad, tell him he was right. Not many people want to do that. Either way, she picks up the phone, dials her husband. Honey, I did it. I left my keys in my car. It's stolen. I need you to come get me. He said, well, honey, I'll come get you as soon as I can explain to these police officers and these state troopers that I did not steal this car. I dropped you off at work today. Oh, that's right. You see, she forgot that her husband had dropped her off at work just like that. And you see, sometimes, spiritually, that's how it happens. We've talked all week about offering our children to idols, sacrificing our children to idols. We've talked about tests and proving our faith. Last night we talked about not letting Satan trick us by using bait, real and artificial, to cause us to sin. And spiritual Alzheimer's is just another one of Satan's schemes and gimmicks to get us to sin. And just like this lady, it don't take no time to forget. It doesn't take any time to just go out tonight and all of a sudden, before we know it, I've done or said or something that I shouldn't have, and that moment of regret hits. In Acts chapter 2, when the first gospel sermon was preached, we see that they were pricked in their hearts. That's how we should be. But then you go down a few chapters later, when Stephen was preaching, and what happened there? They closed their ears and they stopped, and they were so angry, such an opposite reaction, that they stoned him. And at some point, we're one of those groups of people in our life. Someone can sit and look me in the face and say, Mitchell, you need to work on this. You need to do better at this. You need to improve this. You're not growing spiritually. You're falling away. Spiritually malnourished. And either I can be honest and say, you know what? They love and care for me enough that they're telling me this and they're right and I need to make some changes, or my soul could be lost. Or I could be so filled with spiritual Alzheimer's. I could be so far gone and so hardened that as they say it, I'm not listening to a word they say. I'm just going to become angry. Why are you picking on me? Why are you giving me such a hard time? Why don't you just leave me alone? Because I've forgotten God, His Word, and Satan has gotten control of my heart. In conclusion, Alzheimer's disease is no joke. We know people that it's affected. We know how it's affected them physically, mentally. And it's sad when you meet someone. One day, you know, it could affect any of us. And it's a sad condition that I think our society takes serious. I think they do. So as members of the Lord's church, I think we should take spiritual Alzheimer's serious. And if you know a brother or sister in Christ of any age, of any state of their faith, go to them and talk to them. Allow people to talk to you. And consider your own self more than any. Am I what I need to be for the Lord? Am I a faithful Christian? Am I giving Him all I got? Is He the center of my life? Spiritual Alzheimer's is worse. It's worse than just plain Alzheimer's disease. Because someone who has Alzheimer's disease is just going to lose their life. Someone who has spiritual Alzheimer's disease and doesn't get it fixed is going to lose their soul, which lasts much longer than losing one's life. Forgetting God, His Word, who we are, our role on earth, and being able to discern good from evil, these are all signs of spiritual Alzheimer's. What about you tonight? Are you still able to remember God, His Word, your faith, and your convictions as you live your life? Maybe tonight there's someone in the audience who's not a Christian. Well, you don't have to think too hard tonight about making that decision to become a Christian. If you've heard the Word of God and you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you say, I want to be a Christian, well, you can confess that belief before me. You can be baptized. You're dead to sin. We're going to bury you in the waters of baptism that's represented by Jesus' blood. You can come up out of that water to walk in a newness of life, a new creature, your sins washed away, repenting of your sins, and then living as faithful unto death as you can to receive a crown of life according to Revelation 2:10. If you have not done that, you don't want to leave the building and forget about God. You want to make that decision. Now, we talked last night about taking a fish off the hook. The only person who can take you off of Satan's hook is Jesus Christ. And He's here tonight to take you off that hook. He's given His life for you. Or maybe you've done that. I feel like probably the majority of our audience has obeyed the gospel. And if you haven't, it's the best decision you've ever made. But if you have, I think the true question tonight is, do you have any form of spiritual Alzheimer's disease? It's like going to the doctor. And you go to the doctor and they say, you've got a form of asthma. You're like, well, you know, I've always had this weird cough or this funny sneeze, or I've always struggled when the seasons change, or I'm around a cat or dog. I figured I had something like that. And they tell you, well, if you'll do this, it'll get better. If you do this, if you don't, it could get worse. Well, maybe you're honest enough with yourself that you can say, I have some part of spiritual Alzheimer's in my life. I'm not studying as I used to. I don't fellowship Christians as I used to. I used to visit some gospel meetings. We don't go anymore. I used to attend services every Sunday and every Wednesday. Now we just go every once in a while. We used to stand over what's right, and we would push our kids to what's right. We'd push our friends, and now we just go with the flow. And maybe that's a private thing. Maybe you don't need to come forward tonight, but you need to go home and say, I want to work on this. I don't want this to progress any further. I want to take heed lest I fall. I don't want to develop full-onset spiritual Alzheimer's. Or maybe it is public. Maybe it's shown in your life and you're sitting there thinking, that's me. I've shown all the symptoms of spiritual Alzheimer's. I've forgotten God, my faith, my convictions, His Word, and I've been living about as half-faithful as I should be. I'm like Laodicea. I'm lukewarm. We love you here. We care for you. There's not a person here tonight that don't want to just rejoice with you by seeing you baptized in Christ or seeing you come forward and make a confession of your sin in a public manner, pray so that we could pray for you. We want to pray for you. We want to see you baptized in Christ. This is a group of people that are here tonight to say, let's do this now. We're here for you. Why wait? There's power in the blood. Make that decision. If we can assist you in any way, why don't you come and sing the song Chad selected.